Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lovely driving, everyone. We stayed in diamond formation all the way down that flight of stairs.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
All on you, Red Leader. Temporary traffic lights. I'd be here a while.
Okay,
then.
Lovely stuff. Hello and welcome to Stars in Your Ears. It's episode 6 of the second series. We're coming to you live from a series of minis, like
the Italian Job.
I was going to say Stratstone Mini Dealership in Leeds, but sure, Italian Job works well.
Yeah, I thought it was the Italian Job too as well, Michael.
Me too.
Well, I hope that's where the similarity ends and you've not stolen anything.
Don't tell him!
You've not stolen anything, have you?
Kinda.
Exit your vehicles and get in mine now. Now!
Oh! Right, don't blow your bloody doors off.
Did you all steal something?
Oh, yeah.
For the love of God, why?
We're driving minis, Michael. What did you think we were going to do?
God, if the guys at Stratstone Mini Leeds find out about this...
Lights are green, Michael. Come on.
Right, you're right. Yes, fine. Let's just not draw attention to ourselves.
We're abandoning 3 cars at a set of temporary traffic lights.
And you've just stalled yours.
Oh, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Robert. I can see that. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it.
Michael!
Please join me in welcoming the woman of 1,000 voices. She's probably nicked some of them. It's comedian, singer, impressionist, star of Spitting Image, Jess Robinson!
And we're back! And this time with swag bags! Crammed in a mini with my favourite band is more fun than I could have dreamed.
I've got my seatbelt on.
I'm meeting Monster Munch.
And the windscreen is getting steamed. Bands on, I can't see!
Welcome to the show. You're gonna hear stars in your ears. There's no better place to go if you wanna get stars in your ears. Stars in your ears. Stars in your ears. Stars in your ears.
So what do we steal, boys?
Can we please not talk about this?
I'll go first. I got loads of eggs.
Nice.
Eggs? Why would you steal eggs?
I got this tub of glitter.
Nice.
Where did you steal all this from? Lidl?
I got a copy of the Metro.
You know those are free anyway, right, Rob?
Yeah, but I usually leave a tip. Not today, though.
Nice.
What useful items you've all stolen. Eggs, glitter and newspaper.
And this mini.
This mini isn't stolen.
I think you'll find it is.
But you paid for it.
I think you'll find I didn't.
But you said, go wait in the cars, boys. I've got this. I'll pay for it.
Yeah, I was joking. You surely know that about me by now, Michael. I'm hilarious.
Oh, God. I'm a criminal. Oh, God.
Calm down.
You calm down. You're not the one driving a stolen car. Just stolen eggs.
She's not driving stolen eggs, in fairness, Mac.
Do you have any idea what they do to men like me in prison?
No, what?
They'll put me in charge of the library when I would truly excel in the kitchen. I can't go to prison. I won't go to prison.
Well, you should have licked a car then, shouldn't you?
I didn't! Oh, Christ.
Michael, pay attention or you'll break my eggs.
And you'll spill me glitter.
I haven't even started the Sudoku yet.
There's a roundabout coming up, Michael. Watch out, Michael!
Are you okay, Michael?
Not really, Jess. I've just crashed a car with 3 idiots in the back whose stolen goods have smushed into my already thinning hair. I'm covered in glitter, and the eggs are making it stick.
I think you've dressed perfectly for the occasion.
Why do you say that?
Because look whose club we've crashed into.
Is that...
Yeah!
Make way, make way. Who's there? Pritchard McLean has appeared on both the stage and the screen. Co-founded a musical, playing the grand, touring her live shows all over the land. With bouffant hair, half white, half black, presenting news, quiz and news It's Carrie Pritchard McLean. Countless awards, anniversaries, a mentorship with the BBC. The host of all Killer No Filler podcast. The sequin queen Pritchard McLean, having the flash. Make way for the disco queen. It's Carrie Pritchard McLean.
Absolutely incredible.
You know, I think that is my favourite one that we have done.
It's so good. And worryingly, like, I have always been arrogant enough to be like, I'm pretty sure I'm the host of my own show. You know, I'm one of those arrogant people who watched The Truman Show and was like, that's probably about me. And it's this very clever way of telling me it's about me. And now I've got a theme tune. That's it. This is the show. It's happening.
Oh, I love it. This was all obviously information on Wikipedia. Is it all accurate?
Actually, yeah. I think it is fairly accurate. Yeah, for Wikipedia. Do you know what? I get sabotaged most frequently on Wikipedia.
Do you?
I get quite a lot of stuff like that. But the thing I get the most is people changing my nationality from British to Welsh.
Right.
Yeah, Welsh people are like, she's Welsh. And then other people are like, we don't believe that Welsh is its own nationality, so you're British. And it flips like, and sometimes they argue in the comments underneath.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I love that they're fighting over me, but actually what they're probably doing is going, you have her, we don't want her anymore. And the British people are like, we don't want her either.
Kiri, thank you so, so, so much for coming on Stars in Your Ears.
Absolute
We're very,
pleasure.
Very pleased to have you. And I'm really sorry that Michael made us crash into your comedy club.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Michael.
It's absolutely fine. I mean, obviously, because of what's happening, it's closed at the moment anyway, so I could do with the injection of cash with the insurance claim that I will be making.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And would you
You're
also
welcome.
Then like some broken eggs and a copy of The Metro?
My two favourite things, and I can't believe you just knew that.
Great. Amazing. Well, please accept them as payment for being this week's guest on Stars in Your Ears. I wanted to start by asking you about your own voice, because I didn't realise when we've met before, like a really brilliant impressionist, not picked up on the fact that you actually have a bit of a Welsh accent. And I had no idea until Wikipedia told me.
Oh, really? Well, I've got one of those accents that it sort of changes wherever I am. I'm one of those people like let's be honest, desperately be liked.
Sure, I recognise that myself.
Of course, you're a comedian. so I've even got a joke about it, but because I lived in Manchester for like maybe 15 years, 10, 15 years. So like I get like Manx twangs in my voice, and then
right.
I go home to North Wales and like my accent gets a little bit more Welsh on. But my partner says he really hears it when I'm sort of usually talking to our builders, because I'll be like, oh, all right, sound, lads, yeah, let's just get it sorted out. And he's like, you're clearly trying to get money off, and that's why you're talking like a local.
That's so funny. Al Murray said the same thing last week about taking his car into the garage and starts sounding like a Cockney geezer.
Oh, shit, we all do it, don't we?
Why not? If it gets you 50 quid off, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And did it?
Yeah, do you know what? I think he's given me a very competitive quote.
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go. If you want
until
me to come
now.
Round until now, until he hears this and he's like... But you know what, the mad thing about my... Because even when I was growing up here, because my household is English-speaking because my mother's English-speaking. So people used to always say, oh, you don't have a Welsh accent. And I didn't really even know why it was, but loads of my friends didn't. And when I do a Welsh accent on stage to talk about my family, I always do South Wales, which is mad because I'm not from there. I'm from North Wales.
Right.
But people don't recognise my accent. So if you think of Wales, you think of a lovely kind of sing-song coal mine voice, or when you want someone to sound stupid on a car insurance advert. It's that kind of accent. But I'm from the North, which is like a tiny dash of Scouse just over the border. And then where I am, at the island at the top, is like... People talk very, very quickly, and it's quite a strong kind of accent, and it's very sing-song. The way they speak is all like a lyrical way of speaking, but people don't recognise that as being Welsh, so I always just automatically do a South Walian accent. It's weird, isn't it?
I think that's amazing. When you were a kid, did you have a really strong Welsh accent, or not particularly then?
No, not particularly. Because we never spoke Welsh in the house, and my dad is just like me. He changes his accent, so... they'd lived in Gloucester. Not that that was any.
I did see that on Wikipedia. It confused me for a while.
That was born there. Yeah.
Sure.
So my dad's got this. People can't really place where my father's from. They don't think he's. Some think he's northern. Some think he's Welsh. Like you can't really. I've got that accent where you can't necessarily place exactly where I'm from. It's a strange thing. So yeah, I didn't start off being like, all right, yeah. In fact, it probably got stronger as I got older when I went to a secondary school where people were like proper talking this to Bangor. So to get bullied less, I'd be a bit like, what? What you playing at? You're not gonna. You know, like. I would put on a bit more of an accent. So, yeah, I just think I'm like, my accent is a bit homeless, really. It doesn't really belong anywhere.
Do any of ours?
I'd love it, of course.
We're also
so
mushed
much.
Up, aren't we?
I finally found my people.
There is a place that I think you grew up near with a really long name, a famous place. Can you teach us to say it, please?
Yes, I think it's quite straightforward. So I'm learning Welsh. I didn't really learn it in school. So I'm like a late learner.
Please, miss, can you please tell us what the Welsh word for a microwave is?
Okay, do you want the answer you want to hear or the actual answer?
Oh, fucking hell!
it's poppety ping.
Yes. Hey.
Which
Except
poppety
it's
is
not.
Oven. Yeah.
Is it a poppety ping?
Well, I maybe it's a regional difference because we have different phrases in the north and different dialects in the north and south. But I would say microdon for microwave, but I know that is not what everyone wants to hear. They want to hear Popty Ping. I'm so sorry.
Sounds like some sort of thing from Doctor Who, Mikledon, doesn't it?
The Mikledons are coming. Yeah. Which is actually how lots of Wales felt about electricity for years. It's true. In the county in the middle, Powys, which is like the whole middle bit, they did a referendum, and I think Rhaeadr or somewhere, and said, in sort of like maybe like the 40s. No, it was a bit earlier than that. And they were like, do you want electricity? And they were like, no, they just didn't want it. So they were like, okay, we're going to give it to you anyway. And they were like, we don't want it in our house.
How funny.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Wow. Ooh.
So, yeah, so before I rudely interrupted you, you're gonna teach us this this place name.
So if you are ever learning Welsh, in many ways it's more straightforward than English because it's phonetic. So as soon as you learn the alphabet, you can pronounce every single word.
Okay.
So,
I'm lost already. Sorry.
It's just really easy. So CH F is pronounced like a V, and there's no K. And you'll pick up the rest. No.
how do we say my name then? I'm not sure.
You don't exist in Wales.
Okay.
But mainly because you're English. So the first bit is Llanfair.
Llanfair.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, Llanfair.
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 Very good. And then it's Pwll Gwyn.
Pwll Gwyn.
Oh, lovely. Really good pronunciation. Pwll Gwyn, yeah.
Pwll Gwyn.
So, yeah, it's like that kind of like, you know. Yeah, then
Michael, it's
it.
Like your cat.
Yeah.
You can do that, you get away with it. Llanfair, Pwll Gwyn, Gwych.
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 Yeah.
Llanfair, Pwll Gwyn, Gwych.
Yeah, lovely.
Llanfair, Pwll Gwyn.
And weirdly, I can't say it in bits. Llanfair, Pwll Gwyn, Gwych. Gogera.
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 So,
Gogera.
Gogera.
Yeah, very good.
Michael's just got a fixed smile on his face. Yeah. He's not doing it at all.
Very nice.
Michael's writing it down underneath the camera. Sorry, go on.
Chwindrobo.
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 Lovely. You got that again. Llantysilio.
Llantysilio. Llantysilio.
Go, go, goch.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
With an at the end.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone.
So, Michael, after three, put it all together. Off you go.
Dan fire pwll gwyn gwych go gerych wyn drobo llantysilio o go goch.
I mean, was someone having a laugh or did someone say, what are we going to call this place? And the guy was sick and they just wrote it down.
Well, do you know what it is? It's kind of like direction. So the village I grew up in is called Llambad Goch. And that means goch is red. That's also in that word. And bedir is from Hedir, which is Peter. So it's basically, there was a ginger vicar called Peter. So Llan is like the settlement. So they're like, oh yeah, the ginger lad's village. So this is... Llanfair Pwllgwyn is literally a white pool. What other words can I... I'm still learning, so sorry. I think Ogor is cave. Gorch is red. Tysilio is the name of the saint. So it's all just information. So it's like a long list of directions. So it's like, oh, there's a white pool and there's a red cave and then there's a saint. Like, it's just telling you everything that's
wow.
in there.
Wow.
That is mad.
It is mad.
I'm going to have a go.
Go on, Jess.
You can do it, Jess.
Llanfair Pwllgwyngellgogerych. Windrobok Llantysilio Gogogoch.
That was very good. Very good. Genuinely.
There was an extra sounds in there, I think.
It's very nice. I mean, you're never welcome in the country again. Sure. But it was very nice.
Honey, listen close.
Listen close,
because this is where I really need ya.
I need ya.
If this is your bag, then give us a tag and post on your social media. Please rate us, validate us, show us how much you care. Hit subscribe, give us stars out of five, and don't forget to share. Thanks.
And now a very important question for you. Who would win in a fight, Catherine Jenkins or Shirley Bassey?
Shirley Bassey, she's the absolute don. Of course, Shirley Bassey. Yes. Have you seen the pictures of her recently?
Yeah.
In her sequin, oh my gosh, in a sequin face mask. She is absolutely amazing. I tried to for Live at the Apollo. Have you heard her cover of Pink's Let's Get the Party Started?
Yeah. Yes. Can you do a bit? Can you do a bit?
Get this party started on a Saturday night. Mm.
That's my Shirley. Very good.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Really? That sounds exactly like my impression of her, so I think
so
it must
similar
be excellent.
To Jess's. Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Jess.
Please do. So you lived in Manchester for a bit. Have you lived anywhere else?
Yeah, I was in Liverpool for 3 years, which I absolutely loved.
You're brilliant at accents.
Thanks. Well, anywhere I've lived, I'm like, it means I've tried to make the people like me.
That's great.
So I can do this. And then I moved to Manchester. So I was there, I don't know, how many, I was like 20. So like 15 years. So yeah, that's everywhere I've lived.
Wow. That's very cool. So Kiri, with lockdown and all of the crazy things that have been happening in the world, what sort of stuff have you been listening to get you through it? Anything in particular?
Great. Do you ever, something came out a while ago and then it takes you about a year and a half to get into it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is so lame. Love a musical and never really sort of got the music from Greatest Showman. And then I sort of had it on shuffle when I was running. And I was like, that opening track, I was like, oh, this is the best song in the world to listen to when you run. Because like you feel like, oh, I can do anything. I can run a circus. I can run 5K. So I got really into The Greatest Showman.
Tell us how a musical came about. Why and how and, yeah. Tell us all of it.
So I was recording a radio show in Cardiff with Dave Cribb, who's the MD of the Quavers band. And on our way back, we were just playing loads of musicals. And I was saying, God, loads of comedians absolutely love musicals. And we were like, God, would it be fun to do a show where comedians got to live out their musical theatre fantasy? And we were in the car with a wonderful comic, Tom Price. And Tom Price was like, and we were like, well, we should just do it. We should do a show of it. And Tom Price is like, this is one of those things that will never happen. And to be fair, it didn't for 18 months. And then we just booked into the backyard and we're like, oh, we're just going to do this mad experiment night. And just straight away, it just... I messaged Jade and I was like, would you like to come and host it with me? Because obviously she's an amazing singer. And my role in a musical is a keen enthusiast, but not a singer. So I thought it'd be a lot better if there was someone who's an amazing singer like her. And yeah, it just straight away, it worked really well. The biggest problem we had was people being like, can I come do the show? And be like... no, because everyone knows you're a good singer. Yeah. So there was loads of amazing people who sing in their acts and you're like, well, like, we've only ever shipped you in to do the big extravaganza in Edinburgh.
Because, and that was Angela Merkel.
That was as Angela Merkel, yes. But because, like, I think where the magic of the show is the jeopardy. And there's no jeopardy seeing Jess Robinson sing, because you're amazing. So we're just like, oh, yeah, she's great. But seeing someone you, like when Ramesh did it, like, no one knows if he can sing or not. And no one knows if this is a terrible idea. And you can see that he's physically shaking. Like, there's so much jeopardy in him.
Yeah.
And people make their own costumes and stuff. And
the audience
really
are so behind you. It is so exciting. I tell you what, Phil Wang was an absolute revelation. He sang Feed the Birds and it made me cry. He was what a beautiful voice.
I know. Wow. It's so stunning. And that's when magical moments happen, where everyone goes, well, I didn't know Phil Wang could sing as well. Starts like welling up. But it's so lovely because some people really hide their light under a bushel with their incredible skills, as opposed to me, that I'm like, I'll host the whole show about singing, even though I'm only passable. So it's great finding out the people who can sing, and also it's great finding out the people who can't but are just trying really hard. They're my favourites, but it's all enthusiasm. Oh yes, please.
Do you audition people, or do you have a vetting system at all?
No, our vetting system is a text that goes, do you fancy doing this?
Right.
And if they're keen, if they're like, oh my god, I've been waiting for you to ask me for ages, or like, I know exactly what song I'm going to do and I've got a costume, that's like the perfect answer.
You should do that in the West End, you know.
But it does feel like a bit Make-A-Wish Foundation-y if you have a whole West End of it. And I'm not sure who would want to see that.
We would. Kiri, I'd love you to... Now, we like to do this every week. Well, I do. The band just go along with it. But I would love you to judge the band on their voices.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to sing a little bit of our chorus from our theme tune. And I'd like you to tell me what sort of musical, which musical you'd cast them in.
Oh, nice.
So why don't we start with Mr. Michael Ralston?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Stars in Your Ears.
Nice. We've got quite a youthful, bright-eyed sort of voice, haven't you? Like, your dreams haven't been shattered yet. Which is mad, because your face says that they have.
Right, yes, yes. The decay.
So I'm trying to... Oh, do you know what I think you do? You do a lovely... You do a lovely Seymour in a Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Sort of wide eyes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I can see that.
Feeding people to a plant.
Yes. Yeah. I can see you murdering people.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
There we go again. Every time Michael's some
Always
sort
the
of a murderer.
Yeah. Never the bride.
Let's have a bit of Kitchikins.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Stars in Your Ears.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's very gracious of you. Thank you.
A good sort of American-y. Maybe, what's his name from Chicago? Billy Shears, is it?
Billy Flynn.
Billy Flynn. Billy Shears, I don't even know who that is.
Billy Shears is the fictional character that the Beatles came up with on Sgt. Pepper.
I think I'll take Billy Shears, if I'm honest.
Billy Shears!
Yeah, I think you'd be a...
And Dick Coney,
fictional character that's never existed.
It's a little help from my friends. It's Ringo singing it as Billy Shears.
Absolutely.
It's a musical way to be written.
So, yes, sorry, Billy Flynn.
Yeah, from Chicago.
I love it. Let's have a bit of Rob Lamont.
Welcome to the show. You're gonna get stars in your ears.
Oh, you've got lovely sort of poppy tone. So the part, I think it's called The Artist in the Moulin Rouge that Ewan McGregor plays.
Oh.
Maybe it's the writer. That's a great call.
Wow,
thank
you. Yeah,
because he's got that nice poppy voice, right?
It's a big part. Yeah.
Big part.
Yes, a lot of words to learn.
I'll take it.
All right, Seymour, don't get jealous, come on.
It is a big part, though, so someone's pushing for understudy, aren't they?
Are you sure you're ready for this, Rob?
Yeah. What would be your dream role in a musical, Kiri?
Oh, what a good question.
Thank you. I like to ask them every now and then.
Because there's the parts that you would I'd love to sing that song.
Mm.
And then but the reality would be I would have to sing it and everyone else would have to sit through it. so if I could sing, I'd do Mama Morton, because I think that's absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So such good songs.
Yeah.
But I think I would actually, I think I could sort of, oh no, there's an opera bit in it. I was going to say Pumbaa. It's a good comedy part.
The Lion King.
Yeah, because it's a good sort of like comedy part, isn't it?
Yes, I think they should give that to a woman. That's great.
Yeah. Oh my God, woman, big set of knockers like me. It would be absolutely great for me. I've got the chin hair. I just need the tusks.
Oh, that is such a brilliant answer. So I go through phases of who I like to listen to and who really sort of lifts my spirits. And this last month, it has definitely been Kate Bush. And on this podcast, we really love to find lesser known songs, sort of B-sides from famous singers. So when I came across this more recent Kate Bush B-side, I was very excited. I'm going to share it with you now.
I still dream of my younger days. I wake up sighing, I need to go to the loo again. When did my bladder get so weak? Ooh, my nightie's yellow, threadbare at the seams, haven't changed it since the 70s, but my hair's the same. Still a bush every time it rains. I get aches and pains. I won't be running up that hill.
Interesting fact about that, it took me ages to realise that wasn't Kate Bush, because criminally she has sort of passed me by, and I was like, well, this all sounds passable, until the very last minute where I was like, hold on a second. It was like, you know, when you wander around Matalan and they have, you're like, oh, it's Adele, and then you listen closer, you're like, no, it's someone from a holiday park who sounds a lot like Adele. It was like that.
It's Jess's impression session.
Kiri, it is time for your impressions lesson. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I can't tell you how much I need this to go well for my ego. Okay, let's enjoy.
I think it will.
You can't fail. You can't fail.
You can't. It's one of my favourite spitting image impressions. It's Melania Trump, and I think you're going to do very well, actually.
Okay.
So the first thing we've got to do is the accent. And she was born in Slovenia, which was Yugoslavia at the time. And those places are very fun because they've got the dark L's. Let's say Slovenia.
Slovenia.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
Lollipop.
Lollipop.
All killer, no filler.
All killer, no filler.
Yes.
Is this okay? Yes.
This is wonderful.
It's like I'm about to be shot.
So then we have the H's, which I guess aren't that different from your Klanverpring thing. I got the first bit right?
You did,
It's a bit more guttural, I guess. So, hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes. How's Harold?
How is Harold?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Can we hear Father Christmas's catchphrase?
Ho, ho, ho.
Wonderful. Then there are the slightly rolled R, so true crime.
True crime.
Oh, yes. Rotten Trump.
Rotten Trump.
Very nice. We are going to do a sentence now with all of those things in. So,
hello from Slovenia. My husband Trump is a lying little lizard. I hate his rotten lollipop.
Hello from Slovenia. My husband Trump is a lying little lizard. I hate his rotten lollipop.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah.
To make it Melania now, we are going to make it a little bit
breathier. And higher. You just got to take it up in the voice. Can you make it higher like this?
same sort of accent, but higher and
exactly.
breathier.
Exactly. Yes, you're doing okay. it. It's so good. My husband has tiny little hands.
My husband has tiny little hands.
Very nice.
This is excellent. So finally, to make it Melania, you've just got to don't move the face or hardly the voice.
Okay.
So... I love my husband. I am happy in this marriage.
I love my husband. I am happy in this marriage.
I look forward to Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
I look forward to Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Brilliant!
Yes! Kiri, you smashed it!
Fantastic.
Oh, it's chilling.
It's chilling.
It's very good, isn't it? Oh, so good. That was so brilliant. Where can people see and hear more about you? And, where can everyone see all of your bits?
I've got a website. That's a good place to start.
Ooh. Oh, yeah? What's that called?
KiriPridgeonMcLean.co.uk. And I think everything's on there. I'm on the usual Instagram and Twitter, although I do avoid Twitter because it is an absolute cesspit. I'm much happier on Instagram.
Same.
Yeah.
Kiri, we can see your last full-length show. Where can we see it?
So my last full-length show, I did my third show, Victim Complex. It's on Gumroad, but there's a link to it in my Instagram and there's a link to it on my website. And 25% of everything that I raise, I give to Welsh Women's Aid. So far, £2,500 gone over there.
Wicked. Oh, that's excellent.
Congratulations. Wow. Good job.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Kiri, you have been absolutely incredible. We can't let you go without you participating in our wonderful finale.
It's time for our fantasy duet.
As you've probably found with a musical, Kiri, copyright laws and podcasts are a bit of a grey area. And Michael can't afford to keep spending his suppository money on legal fees. So this week, I would really like you to flick through this book of show tunes for cheapskates. And when I say stop, can you tell me what page you're on? Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Stop!
It is... Give My Regards to Broadway.
Oh, no. Okay.
A classic.
Classic, yeah.
So classic that not many of us know it. That's the fun with copyright-free music. And since we've spoken so much about Wales, do you fancy making it, you know, changing the words a little bit?
Absolutely, I do, yes.
Correct answer. Who are you going to be? You've got to be a star. Okay, who would you like to be?
I've got a very, very bad Judy Garland in me.
Oh, yes.
In me.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Classic. Super.
And who would you like me to be?
Well, I think we all want to see Eliza and Judy duet, don't we?
Yeah, sure. It's been a long time.
Sure. The best ones. Where they bring all their sort of simmering animosity right onto the stage.
Let's do it.
Give my regards to Anglesey, remember me to Holyhead.
Tell all the gang on the A55 that I'll probably soon be dead.
Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng.
Give my regards to Anglesey and tell them I'll be there ere long. Say hello to dear old North Wales, if there you get a chance to be.
When you're up at Snowdon, have a smile, and you can charge it up to me.
You can mention my name every place you go, as round the town you roam. Whiz, you call on my gal, now remember, old pal, when you get back home.
Oh no, a key change,
home.
I can never do those.
Give my regards to
Sam Vash, Paul Quinn, Griff, Go, Gareth, Quinn, Dedra, Clinton, Silly, Go.
Tell all the gang at the A55 that I will soon be dead.
Well, I'm already dead.
Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng.
give my regards to Anglesey and say that I don't know how to do this bit. Oh no.
We'll be there ere long.
Yes! I should have mentioned that I can't sing in tune when I have headphones on.
You've been listening to Stars in Your Ears, featuring the cutest chorus boys, Jessington World of Adventures. On keys, it was Michael Razzmatazz Ralston. On drums, Jonathan Highkick Kitching. On guitar and bass, it was Rob Follow Spot Lamont. Our star turn was the fantastic Kerry Pritchard Glitterdrop McLean. Our sound engineer was Joe Stepplechange Walker. Special thanks for added silliness to Robin West End Wendy Morgan. This podcast was produced by Amanda Broadway Baby Redman. I've been Jess Jazz Hans Robinson. Until next time, my dingle dangles. Love you, bye!
You've had stars in your ears.
Be my favourite so far.
You've said that about everyone.
Yep, and I've meant it.
She was good though.
Agreed, but let's keep moving, shall we?
Because of the abandoned and crashed cars.
Because of the abandoned and crashed cars, yes.
Oh, what's down there?
It smells like a camel.
How do you know what a camel smells like?
Sorry, I meant canal.
What does a canal smell like?
I don't know.
I think it is a canal, you know. Oh, we could be pirates.
I don't think pirates ever sailed on canals, Jess.
Michael,
what?
Yeah, you're probably right. Should we check it out?
Fine, but promise me no commandeering any more vehicles.
Promise.
Hey, Jess, you did keep your fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, of course.